Right, it's just coming up to 11:34 on Phoenix 98 FM. You're listening to Michelle Ward with Eat My Brunch. Now, I'm joined by Rapunzel, in fact. I didn't forget you've got such fantastic hair. I'm joined by singer, songwriter Daisy Benson, who is from Brentwood, very local lass, who I've met once or twice before, yeah, I think. Yeah, right. I think the second time we spoke. I don't think I spoke to you the first time.
Yeah.
And I've seen her singing and invited you to come in. Hello to your dad, by the way.
Oh,
and your lovely mum.
Hello, mum and dad. Love you.
Your dad's my number one fan, so we do love you, Dad.
He does love you.
Thanks, Dad. So it's really lovely to see you today. You are 15 years old. I cannot believe it. You don't look any older than 15, but you just, I just can't believe how young you are with so much confidence. Mm-hmm. So have you always sung from being very, like, from being a toddler?
Yeah, I've sung sort of all my life, really. I just loved it, and I had singing lessons from a young age, and the music sort of just grown with me, and I just love it. I really enjoy it. I do dance as well. I started dancing when I was 3, and danced ever since. I left my dance school actually last year to sort of carry on my singing a bit more, but I still dance in my spare time, and it helps really with the performance. I used to do tap, modern, lyrical, a bit of everything really, and I used to do all the dance competitions with like song and dance and things, so it's really nice.
Now, who else is musical? Is it just you? Have you got brothers and sisters, or is your dad's a secret singer, or mum's a secret dancer?
Well, I've got 2 older brothers and an older sister, so I'm the baby of the family.
Yeah.
But my sister did performing arts, but she stopped that, and my dad does like to play the guitar from time to time, bless him, but he loves a bit of Bob Dylan as well.
Mum always says, as a baby, we kind of always...
Yeah, I was always singing and dancing, but nobody's really properly musical in my family, so...
Yeah, so the rest of you are rubbish, is that basically what you're saying? You know, good, Dad, put that guitar down. What sort of artists have you grown up listening to?
Well, I like the old school artists and the new artists, so I absolutely love Amy Winehouse, and I know that if she was still around today, I'd be going to her concerts and buying all her music. I love Paloma Faye, Ed Sheeran, Shawn Mendes.
Yeah.
Bit of a mix, really.
And do you get to go out to many sort of gigs, or are you not sort of done that yet?
Yeah, I've been to a few concerts and that. It's been, and actually me and my mum, when I was about 10, we'd see Dolly Parton, because I love her as well.
Yeah.
No, it's really lovely. I love going to concerts.
She's very good live. People mock Dolly Parton because of the way she comes across as a bit of a caricature, but her voice and her songs are amazing.
She's like a show woman, really, isn't she?
Yeah. And she's about as tall as me, but she's about the size of my leg. And some parts of her not the size of my leg. But we won't go into that one. You're saying you've got quite a few festivals coming up, because you're actually in a band called Deluxe.
Yes.
So we have to say hello to the other girls who are.
Yeah, Ellie Lowe and Kira Robinson.
And I think Ellie's just added me on Facebook.
Oh, there we go then. Yeah, hello, girls.
So how long has that band been together?
Well, we were formed in December because the 3 of us, me, Ellie and Kira, were in a competition called Factor Essex.
Yep.
And we all got to the live finals. So it was a bit of a simulation of X Factor, really. There were different stages, and there was a different theme every week. So there was Rock Week, Musical Theatre Week, all different ones. And then there was a big final that was held in Southend, and that was Michael Jackson Week, so that was brilliant.
What did you do? What song?
I did Ain't No Sunshine, because it wasn't originally by him, but he did a version, so I did that. And we all got to the final, but we didn't win, but we got scouted by the executive producer of Factor Essex to form this girl band. So it's Deluxe, and we've been together since December, and we're actually on Saturday going out to Ibiza to film our debut music video.
Look at that. I mean, that's a bit of style, isn't it? Is your mum and your daddy going with you?
Mum's coming. Dad's not. He's quite upset about that, bless him, but we have to send him lots of pictures. So
that's not really going to help much, is
it? I know.
So you're there over the whole weekend?
Yeah, we're there for 5 days, so it'll be lovely. Filming on the beach, so.
And what's the song you're going to be doing there?
It's a cover single. It's 1,000 Years by Christina Perry, but we've done a different version, made it our own, and it's featuring Janelle Vivas, who's amazing as well.
With doing a girl group, because obviously you used to being a solo singer.
Yes.
Are you doing the main lead, or do you all take it in turns, or are you all doing harmonies? How's that working?
No, we're all in it together, really. So we all have a main part, and then we all do harmonies together. So there's no main person. We all love each other. We're all such good friends. They're my best friends. So it's really lovely to be on the journey together.
So tell us about the first song you're going to do and why you've picked it.
I'm going to do I Can't Make You Love Me. It's originally by Bonnie Raitt, but I'm doing the Adele version. I just think it's such a beautiful song. It's really lovely to sing. Bonnie Raitt, actually, when she recorded it, she did it in one take because she said that's the only way she could capture the true emotion of it.
Yeah.
Turn down the light.
inside my head. Lay down with me and tell me no lies. Just hold me closely. Don't patronize. Don't patronize me. 'Cause I can't make you love me if you don't. And you can't make your heart feel something that it won't. And here in the dark, in these final hours, I will lay down my heart and I will feel that power, but you won't. No, you won't. 'Cause I can't make you love me if you don't. If you don't, yeah, yeah. No. Then I won't see the love you don't feel when you're home with me. And morning will come and I'll do what's right. Just give me until then to give up this fight. And I will give up this fight. You can't make your heart feel something that it won't. And here in the dark, in these final hours, I will lay down my heart and I will feel that power, but you won't. No, you won't. 'Cause I can't.
Some festivals coming up with the girls. How many have you got coming up and where are they?
We've got quite a few this year. We're doing with Deluxe, we're doing the Basildon and Pitsea Carnival, which we're really looking forward to, so that'll be brilliant.
Yep.
And our originals will be out by then as well, I think. So we've got our 1,000 Years coming out mid-May, so people will be able to get that mid-May. Yep. And see the video as well. And so we've got Basildon and Pitsea Carnival, and then I'm also performing at the Havering show solo as well, so that'll be
I
good.
Have to say about your hair, because obviously this is radio and yeah. You won't understand, but your hair is amazing. How long is your hair? You can basically
I can sit on it, yeah.
Now does it take a long time to dry it, or do you just
it's sort of a two-man job really. Me and my mum take a side each, but but no, I've got quite good at it now because I've had it for a long time, but everyone's always telling me to cut it, but not yet.
no you can't, you know, you don't want to do that. It makes you different. Are you managing to do gigs during the week, or is that something you're just concentrating on the band for the now?
I'm concentrating on the band at the moment, but I do gigs, but yeah, I'm gonna have, after my exams are over, then I'll be doing some more gigs in other places as well.
Yeah,
so just keep practicing and keep gigging and performing. I do open mic nights as well, which are always good.
Once you finished at school, how long have you got? Another year, or is it finishing soon?
Yes, so I'm 15, so I'm in year 11 now, so I'll have my GCSEs in May and June.
Yeah.
And then I'm going to go on to sixth form to study. But yeah, so I'll keep doing my singing, and obviously as I get a bit older, I can do more gigs.
Yeah.
But when I'm 18, this is my dream, I want to go to Spain to do in the all-inclusive hotels, how they have the animation team. I'd love to do that for a year because I speak Spanish as well.
Oh, wow.
So doing the entertaining, and I can sing in the Spanish Spanish restaurants yep. and do all the entertainment in the hotels. So I'd love to do that for you when I'm 18.
That sounds like a nice life.
That'd be lovely. I know, but I might go to university after that. I don't know, just seeing where my singing takes me, really.
Who would you like to duet with? And sorry,
oh, sorry.
Have a little sip of your drink. Who would you like to duet with, and why?
Well, my favourite ever is Ed Sheeran, so yeah. I would have to say Ed. He's amazing. His songwriting is just the best. But yeah, Ed Sheeran, Amy Winehouse, if she was still with us. Shawn Mendes, he's my favourite as well.
So Ed Sheeran, what is it? Do you fancy Ed? Do girls fancy Ed Sheeran, or do they fancy his music? What is it about? Is it the music?
Bit of both, really. But his music, his new album as well, it's just. Oh, it's brilliant. Mm. I love it. But I've always loved Ed, even before he was famous. My dad showed me sort of his old videos, and then I've sort of grown up with his music as well.
Do you play any instruments?
I do. I play a bit of piano and keyboard. I'm not the best, but I can do it. Mm. I used to play the ukulele as well. A bit of piano and keyboard here and there.
What's the dream for you?
I would just love to be a singer. I would... touring and doing gigs and making my own records, that would be my dream. So
and who would you like to support you? Would that be Ed Sheeran again?
I don't think he'd be supporting me.
Why not? Dream big. You've got to dream big.
But yeah, no, that is just that's my dream. I'd love to do that because I enjoy it so much, and I love it when you're performing to an audience, how you can see their reactions and how the music makes people happy. So I love seeing that as well.
Now, we have to talk about your best young breakthrough artist award from the South Essex Entertainments. So when did this happen? It's a great award.
This was a couple of weeks ago. So I was nominated by the general public for this award for best young breakthrough artist in the southeast of England. And it's at the Southeast Entertainment Awards. So I got nominated in my category. There were quite a lot of other people nominated as well. And I was so shocked. I was sitting with Ellie and Kira, the girls, because we deluxe performed as well. Mm. And we were sitting there. And then they've read my name out, and I just couldn't believe it. And I've walked around and walked up the red carpet to the stage, and I was basically crying. I thanked my mum and dad about 10 times. I was like, thank you so much for this. But I was so grateful because I was so shocked. I really didn't think I was going to get it. So
it's a lovely award. It's like a Brit yeah. award, isn't it? Exactly the same. It's absolutely fantastic. And we have to say Johnny Mack.
Yes. Because actually, Deluxe, he won Best Male Solo, and we presented his award to him. Mm. He's brilliant as well.
Yeah, he's got a gift for me next time he comes in.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he'd be listening now. He knows. And if you don't bring it in, you ain't coming in.
Oh,
there we go.
Bring it in.
In fact, Ollie, we just have to say about your necklace, because earlier Daisy went to me. I thought, well, she's bought me in a gold necklace. That's really, I've never had such a gift on my show before, but this is, she's wearing it for your nan.
Yeah, my nan, I got this necklace is my nan, Alice, and I wear it every time I sing for good luck. So I have to wear it all my gigs or recordings. I always wear it to bring me good luck, so she's watching over me.
So was she quite a character?
She was. She was my mum's mum. So
quite feisty, was she?
She was quite feisty, bless her. She'll be looking down now.
I'm going to do a song, which is going to end the interview, and you've been great guest in the studio. Hopefully you'll come back with the girls.
Yeah, we'd love that. Thank
you. I think one of them, as I said, befriended me, so it's only a matter of time before I have all three of you in the studio.
Yeah, come in and see
and,
you.
Yeah, it'd be lovely. So what's the song you're going to end on?
This is Will You Still Love Me Tomorrow, and this is actually the Amy Winehouse version. It's for Mum and Dad, and thank you for everyone who supports me. And yeah, you can find me on all social media. Thank you, Michelle.
Tonight you're mine completely. You give your love so sweetly. Tonight the light of love is in your eyes. Is this a lasting treasure, or just a moment's pleasure? Can I believe the magic of your size? tonight with words unspoken. You say love I can be sure of. So tell me now, 'cause I won't ask again. Will you still love me too? Baby, yeah, will you?